This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A search continues for an 18-year-old Florida woman who made what authorities describe as concerning comments, which have led to the closure of dozens of Denver, Colorado area schools.
She's Sal Pais, who is said to be infatuated with the Columbine shootings in 1999. The threat comes just days ahead of the massacre's 20th anniversary on Saturday. FBI agent Dean Phillips says they were alerted by Miami law enforcement agencies of the woman's threats as she arrived in Denver.
She departed the airport and went to a store where she did procure a weapon.
I'm John Clemens.
The Trump administration is signaling it may start tightening the screws on Cuba again following the Obama administration's normalization of relations with Havana. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says since then, Cuba's behavior has only gotten worse. This is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
The mayor of Yuma, Arizona is declaring a state of emergency, claiming volunteer organizations don't have enough room to handle all the migrant families seeking asylum there. Mayor Douglas Nichols said yesterday the release of so many migrants in that town on the U.S.-Mexico border is creating what he calls an imminent threat. The most dangerous round of severe weather is expected today from southeastern Oklahoma into Arkansas and north Texas. That after 9 people were killed over the weekend by severe weather. Democratic presidential hopeful and South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg addressing supporters in Iowa last night and talking about the need for generational change.
The decisions we make right now are going to decide not just what the next 4 years are going to look like, but the next 40. And I believe it is incumbent upon us to make sure that we win not just an election, but an era.
The number of Democrats declaring they're running for the White House has now reached about 24. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Justice Department may not allow the $26 billion merger between T-Mobile and Sprint to take place, as reports are officials from the Justice Department have told both companies the deal could still be rejected. However, a final decision on the giant merger has not been made. Lawmakers and consumer groups have been pushing for the merger to be scrapped, saying it would cut the number of nationwide wireless carriers from 4 down to 3. 2 U.S. House committees, now run by Democrats, are still ramping up the pressure, trying to get information on President Trump and his finances.
The New York Times reports the House Intelligence and the House Financial Services Committees have both issued subpoenas to Deutsche Bank and several other banks. They're seeking information about the president's financial dealings, as well as those between the banks and Russia. Deutsche Bank has provided more than $2 billion in loans to the president over the years. The other banks also subpoenaed Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Bank of America. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And Alabama Republican voters seem to be willing to give Roy Moore a second chance, as a new poll shows Moore the favorite to go up against Senator Doug Jones. If Moore is nominated, it would be a rematch of the 2017 special election, which centered largely on accusations that Moore had inappropriate contact with young women. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. That is our focus, to get this country back on track. And as we maintain it, it starts with liberty. It starts with freedom. I'm Bill Martinez at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And speaking of which, as I'd mentioned to you earlier, Arthur Brooks is joining us. He's the president of the American Enterprise Institute. And we're going to be talking about his soon-to-be-released documentary, ThePursuitMovie.com. It'll be in theaters on April the 29th. Arthur Brooks, I've been looking forward to this opportunity to talk with you, because so much of what you believe in is what, you know, my father has been drilling into us kids, and I find that your movie is so appropriate because it clarifies what is going on in our country today and this battle between socialism and capitalism. Welcome to the show, by the way.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you so very much. It's wonderful to be on your show and to talk about not just this movie, but the ideas that are behind it. You know, people are seeing right now a real assault on the free enterprise system from the point of view of socialism. And that's an incredible opportunity. You know, people think it's awful. It's not awful. You know, when we can have an open conversation about what will serve the people at the margins of our society best, what will lift up the poor, I'm for that all day long. And so I'm just so happy that we're having this debate today.
Well, and this has been your passion, as you outlined in the movie. This has been something that was impressed upon you by accident. A trip, and that you end up in a poverty area. For me, I remember as a young kid, my grandparents lived outside of Tijuana, and going across the border and seeing people living out of cardboard boxes was extremely disturbing, and that image remains with me in much the same way that image that has captured your imagination has driven your passion over the years.
For sure, yeah. And one of the things that I do when people go see The Pursuit, the movie, they'll see that, you know, when I was 19 years old and I was on tour as a musician, I wound up getting stranded in a slum in southern India. And it set off a lifelong interest for me in, you know, the causes and consequences of poverty. Poverty that's hard for us to imagine in the United States. And just the search for the solution to that in a very big way is what led me to the free enterprise movement. You know, a lot of people who are interested in capitalism, it's about business. It's about, you know, they'll make very militant claims about how it's, you know, it's not the fairness argument. And all these things are pretty true, but the reason I'm in the movement is because I want poor people to be less poor. I want people to live in greater lives of dignity. And so the debate between socialism and capitalism today is very welcome so that we can find the best way to serve our brothers and sisters.
Exactly. Well, and as you report in the movie and document in the movie, something happened in India to the point that poverty has been reduced by 80%. And you go, whoa, what happened in India? I mean, here in America, in 1964, as you'll recall, it was Lyndon Baines Johnson, the war on poverty. And all these years later, $22 trillion invested on the war on poverty. We've gone from 15% to 15.1%. That would tell you not a good investment.
Not a great investment. And, you know, the truth is that poverty since 1964 has changed a good deal. It's much easier to live below the poverty line in America, thank God. That's mostly because capitalism has introduced all sorts of ways to make life easier. The problem is that poverty is not more escapable than it was in 1964. Mm-hmm. When you look around the world, exactly, where poverty is not just terrible for people, it's actually deadly, you'll see that 80% of starvation level poverty has been wiped out. And the reason for it is very, very simple. It's globalization and free trade, property rights, the rule of law, and the culture of entrepreneurship. It was the American free enterprise system spreading around the world, which indeed is our gift to the world. If we want to lift up people in America, to help them earn their success, then we need to remember that the true meaning of capitalism is to draw in the people that are like our ancestors, the ambitious riffraff that want to build their lives.
You know, Arthur, you bring up a good point here. When you talk about globalization of the planet, people resist that right now because the word has been hijacked and aberrated, just like capitalism to some degree. It has been force-fit into an agenda that is driving something that is not true to its premise. Would you agree with that?
I do, and it's a big problem. This is not just a problem on the political left. It's also on the political right, where people are vilified for having a globalist mentality. We should celebrate a globalist mentality. The truth is that there are 2 billion people that would have starved to death or been desperately poor who are not, and the reason is because of the globalization of American ideas and American values. Really, our gift to the world requires that we be globalists in a very big way. People are worried that this means sort of a dominant global order or getting rid of our national sovereignty. No, no, it's the way that we can share our values, and we should be fighting for that because we are our brother's keeper.
Exactly. And I think it was quite interesting in the movie, in the documentary, The Pursuit Movie, where you can go to thepursuitmovie.com for more information. As I said, it's going to be in theaters on April the 29th. In looking at India, you see where America was a century ago. I mean, it is kind of you see the evolution of the capitalistic roots growing in India, where they, you know, like America, you know, thought, okay, well, hey, let's do what seems to be fair. The early pilgrims, when they first came here, said, hey, you know, they approached it socialistically, and it didn't take them long to figure out that there were some people that weren't willing to work. But once they gave them property and gave them responsibility, they started to be productive, supply for themselves, and the misery index, interestingly enough, went from very high to very low, and the happiness ratio increased proportionately.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a very beautiful thing that we've been able to uncover in the United States. I mean, people have a tendency to think if you want to alleviate poverty, you need more charity, and you know, charity's great. I believe it'll help get us to heaven, but you need a system that works while you sleep, and you need to fight for that system, not on your own behalf. That's just because you don't want to pay taxes or you just don't want the government to grow. Fine, if that's your values. You got to fight for it because there are people out there that don't have the level of opportunity that you do. It is true. It's interesting. You know, when I try in this movie, in the Pursuit movie, I'm in slums in India. I'm walking all over the world talking to people who are trying to pull themselves out of poverty. And the scene that you see in Indian slums today, it looks just like New York City in 1910 in the Garment District or right, in the Lower East Side of Manhattan. And what it makes you remember is, you know, those people, they are us separated by time. These are our brothers and sisters. This is
exactly,
these are our American roots, just in a different country.
And interesting, the gentleman that escorted you and that you interviewed, in talking about, America and the people in the West would look at that and go, they look rather poor. But he's going, look at the, they're enterprising. They're having the time of their life. And so maybe one man's perception of poverty is different altogether, especially in India, because here they are vibrant. They are enjoying freedom and a way of life that I think is quite liberating if you have eyes to see it.
That's exactly right. So people go to thepursuitmovie.com. They can figure out where to watch it and how to get it on iTunes.
We're going to talk more about, you know, about socialism and the rise of socialism, why it's become, the hot topic these days, and why people look to Sweden and say, look, at they're the perfect example. Don't look to Venezuela, look to Sweden. Well, Arthur Brooks has an answer for that, too. He's the president of AEI. We're talking about his new documentary, which is coming out April 29th.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice at the same old lie, eyes. If you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with Arthur Brooks, president of the American Enterprise Institute, continues. We're talking about his new documentary, which is coming to theaters on April the 29th. You have to see this movie. It is liberating on so many levels and will help you understand what's going on. The name of the movie is The Pursuit Movie. You can go to the website, thepursuitmovie.com, for all the details. Again, it'll be in theaters on April the 29th. Save the date. Make sure you get there. Do not go to the movie alone, by the way. Bring a friend, and especially one that maybe you may not agree with, because maybe you might find yourself for the first time, instead of being ready to debate, you might be more ready to listen. And Arthur Brooks, I think this is what you bring to this process, is that you're giving people a platform so that their voices can be heard. Because right now, in the political spectrum, it's real easy and responsive to resist socialism. And we're missing out on something if we're not listening to the other side to hear the pain of what they're trying to communicate. And if we don't listen to other people's pain, then you're dealing with a lot of anger and frustration, which is very symptomatic of our political environment today, is it not?
For sure. Look, I mean, one of the things that all of us who are in the ideas world want is to be more persuasive. And, you know, you look around in America, nobody's persuading anybody. All sides are locked down. The left is not persuading the right. The right is not persuading the left. And the reason for that is because we're treating each other with contempt. We're saying that if you disagree with me, you're stupid and evil. That's insane. Every single person listening to us loves somebody with whom they disagree politically. 93% of Americans hate how divided we've become as a country. It's time for us to recognize that we have a lot of common moral purposes. It's not okay. Most of the people who listen to you religiously, I mean, you're a famous guy on the radio, and a lot of people are conservatives. But they know in their hearts that people who are running for president on the Democratic side, they're not Stalinists. They may have mistaken ideas, but they don't want to come to your house and arrest you. That's all of that hyperbole that we hear. It makes it impossible for us to listen to each other, and so therefore nobody will listen to us. And look, we got to talk about capitalism, because we have to lift people up at the margins of society. Showing we're right and being militant and angry, it's just not getting the job done, because there are poor people out there who need us. There are people at the periphery who actually need our ideas. So let's listen to each other. Maybe we'll make progress.
Why the rise of socialism in the conversation right now?
It has a lot to do with the financial crisis and the legacy of that. You know, going back to 2008, people became very jaundiced about the fact that it appeared that the capitalist system had broken down. Now, it turns out it's a lot more complicated than that. Financial crises, they tend to happen a couple of times a century. And the biggest problem that no economist has figured out is how you create even economic growth for the 10 years afterward. Generally speaking, economic growth is extremely uneven, going mostly to the top 20% of the income distribution. Well, that creates a ferment. That creates an ecosystem that lends itself to the rise of socialist ideas. They're always there, and that's our opportunity. We have to look at that as a big ideological entrepreneurial opportunity for us, with joy, with aspiration, to say, you know, how do you serve each other? How do you earn your success? It's not less capitalism, it's more capitalism pushed all the way to the margins, and then showing exactly how we can do that.
How can we do that without government interference? Because, as you cited in India, they learned through the process, and I appreciate that they were wise enough to say, okay, you know, they're working through the process, and it was okay for them to make adjustments. Here in America, for some reason, you know, like Ronald Reagan says, the closest thing to eternal life is a bureaucracy, is that once it gets fixed in the American system, it is, yes, it's hard to get rid of it.
Yeah, no, it's true. And it is hard to get rid of government programs once they're lodged in there. Fortunately, we're not even close to the levels of statism and collectivism that was going on in India until about 1991. India, as most Americans don't realize, India was a Soviet-style planned economy. It was much closer to the Soviet Union than it was the United States during the Cold War. They were basically, there was a Marxist mentality after independence in the late 40s in India, and so they were desperate. Literally, people were starving to death. Hundreds of people, hundreds of millions of people starved to death unnecessarily. So it was really existential. It was life or death. For us, it's a matter of losing opportunities that we don't need to lose. And so one of the things that we need to keep in mind is that we don't have to say no government. We don't have to be super radical or anarchists about this. We just have to recognize that the welfare state, which is great because it can pull people out of poverty, which is a really good thing, it should always be based on the ideas of work, on dignity, and making people needed. And that's exactly what we're not doing right now.
Arthur, did America make a big mistake in the 30s when it took the churches out of the game of supporting, you know, the poor and just marginalizing the church's influence? Somehow the government came in and said, we can't have the churches so involved because, you know, welfare, you know, started, and now here we have generations of welfare recipients. And in looking back over what we have done, did we serve the poor better or less as a result?
Well, it's a good question. And I personally believe that you can have a welfare state, you can have a government-run welfare state alongside private charity. And I'm glad that we do have a welfare state. The problem that I have is with the design of that welfare state. When people go to watch The Pursuit, when they go to watch this movie, they're going to meet people who've had a hard time. They've been out of work for a long time. We go to a little town in Kentucky called Inez, which is where LBJ kicked off the war on poverty. And we talk to a family, and they say that the problem with the welfare system is that people get hold of it, and they can't get a job. They lose their skills, and they become very, very dependent. So for my money, you know, I'm not a radical on this. I think we live in a really rich country, and I like Friedrich Hayek, the great conservative libertarian economist, who said that's one of the jobs in an advanced country is providing a basic standard of living. But you got to do it based on American values, which is to make people needed, which is tying it to work, which is remembering that everybody has equal dignity. The problem is that we've gone from needing poor people in this country to helping poor people. We've gone from seeing them as assets to seeing them as liabilities. And that's the mistake that we need to correct. We don't need to get rid of the welfare state. We just need to remember that it should be consistent with real American values.
Yeah, and does it raise them out of poverty? As you noted in India and in other cultures, yes, it took an investment of time, maybe a generation, but you've got a generation of people being lifted out, and there is a system in which to do that. And capitalism, like no other form of economy in the world that I'm aware of, is able to do that when it's given its free rein, is it not?
It's absolutely the case. Capitalism is a miraculous system. The free enterprise system in particular, capitalism has a connotation of being just free markets. The free enterprise system understands that certain markets do fail and we need some intervention as a society. But more importantly, the thing for everybody to remember is that markets aren't enough. Markets don't do what we want them to do unless they're based on our morals. Capitalism is just a machine. It's like a car. You know, you can use your car for good. You can use your car for ill. Markets are the same thing. Capitalism is the same thing. We'll use it for good or we'll use it for ill, but it's based on, you have to base it on your sense of solidarity and brotherhood and, you know, care for the other and the aspiration and inspiration that we want to take to build something good and true.
Exactly. Arthur, one final question here as we wrap things up. We got about a minute left here. People argue, say, well, look at what's happening in Denmark. They're a great example of socialism. What's the truth of that?
The truth of that is that Denmark is awesome. It's a nice place and people are pretty happy, but we don't want to live there. You know, it's like Minnesota or the Pacific Northwest where a lot of Scandinavians live or former Scandinavians live. They left those places because they wanted to be in a more entrepreneurial place. You can't thrive in Denmark if you're a weirdo, if you're super religious or have, you know, a bunch of kids, you're just really ambitious. And so this is a country for the oddballs, for the riffraff. If you want to be like everybody else, then Scandinavia is great. But if you're not, stay in America.
Well, Arthur Brooks' movie, documentary, April the 29th, nationwide, The Pursuit, since it's theatrical and digital release. Arthur, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you. sir. Appreciate it.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A search continues for an 18-year-old Florida woman who made what authorities describe as concerning comments, which have led to the closure of dozens of Denver, Colorado area schools.
She is Sal Pais, who is said to be infatuated with the Columbine shootings in 1999. The threat comes just days ahead of the massacre's 20th anniversary on Saturday. FBI agent Dean Phillips says they were alerted by Miami law enforcement agencies of the woman's threats as she arrived in Denver.
She departed the airport. And went to a store where she did procure a weapon.
I'm John Clemens.
The Trump administration is signaling it may start tightening the screws on Cuba again following the Obama administration's normalization of relations with Havana. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says since then, Cuba's behavior has only gotten worse. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Up next, the story of the world's longest treasure hunt. Now, let me give you a little bit of background. The legendary buried treasure on Oak Island, Nova Scotia, has confounded searchers for more than 200 years. It's killed six people, contains booby traps that no engineers have been able to figure out or dismantle, even with millions of dollars of today's cutting-edge technology. So what is the true story behind this cursed real-life treasure hunt, which also happens to be the subject of a hit TV show on the History Channel? Well, Randall Sullivan, editor of Rolling Stone for 20 years, his new book, The Curse of Oak Island, chronicles this enthralling real-life treasure hunt like never before. Randall Sullivan, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm just fine. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, good to have you here. And I understand the book includes sources that no one else has investigated, including exclusive access to the stars of the History Channel TV, The Curse of Oak Island, right?
Well, yeah, I did have an advantage in that I was part of the cast of the show for a summer and was working with Rick and Marty and the others.
Mm-hmm. So is that what drew you to this story, or were you aware of it before you became part of the cast?
Oh, yeah. I wrote an article for Rolling Stone back in 2003, which was one of the first time I visited Oak Island. At that time, the island was basically shut off. No one could get onto it. There were two old men, bitter rivals, who controlled it, and their dispute had sort of just locked everything up. And so just talking my way onto the island and getting them to talk to me was the hardest part of the job.
What was the problem with these two characters?
Well, they each own different pieces of the island. One was, and his partner owned by far the biggest share, including where the money pit is, but the other fellow had, by means they considered devious, others might just say very clever and resourceful, had gotten control of another part of the island, and they had different approaches, different theories. I mean, it got to the point that, you know, guns were pointed and the Mounties had to be called to seize weapons, but by then they, you know, they just shut it all down, you know, because basically it was a stalemate.
Mm-hmm. So what is it about this treasure on Oak Island? What are we talking about here?
Well, what we know for sure is that something extraordinary was done on Oak Island. There's extraordinary works. The construction of the money pit, which really boggles the mind, and the creation of an artificial beach and many other monuments and things that were created by somebody more than 250 years ago, and maybe as long as 400 or 500 years ago, it defies the imagination, because when you realize they were using primitive tools, it must have taken 100 men a year to have done it all. What would the purpose have been? There's a lot of speculation. There's, you know, they brought up fragments of evidence that support this or that idea, but no one can really say anything more than something extraordinary took place there.
So what, on top of all the theories, because we often say on the show, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, but what seems to be the prevailing thought of why Oak Island was constructed? You call it a money pit, so, I mean, talk about putting your money offshore, huh?
Yeah, well, for the first 100 years, people thought it was a pirate's treasure. I mean, it was almost consensus that that's what it had to be, because that area, Mahone Bay, off the south shore of Nova Scotia, was a pirate haven in the 16 and 1700s. Pirate ships would lay up there and wait to catch ships passing in the Gulf Stream headed to back to Europe. But eventually people began to realize, you know, pirates would never have created something like this to hide their money. I mean, it's never been done before, and it's just unlikely they would have. So it had to be somebody else. Personally, you know, right from the start, I thought, I just don't think you could motivate people to do something like this, to bury any amount of gold or silver or gems or, you know, material wealth. It had to have some religious or spiritual or cultural, you know, culturally driven motive behind it. Not everyone agrees. There are theories, you know, that it was Spanish conquistadors, the treasure of Havana, various things. And there are pieces of evidence that suggest, okay, that could be true. But there are also pieces of evidence to support, you know, what seem really wild theories, like that it was the Knights Templar who hid the great religious artifacts they removed from Jerusalem during the Crusades, the Ark of the Covenant and the Holy Grail.
Exactly. And the fact that somebody had the genius to come up with, you know, a system of protection with unprecedented booby traps that by today's technology and standards, here at this point, it's eluded engineers. I mean, how is that possible?
Well, because it was so complexly constructed, and but they've also been aided by two things. One, the seas have risen over the years. So things that were above ground 300, 400, 500 years ago are underwater now and not easy to detect. But also, there's been, you know, company after company of expeditions and exploration companies that have, you know, attacked Oak Island, and they've dug many shafts, many tunnels, and thousands of board feet of wood and other debris has fallen down into the ground. So now they're trying to sort through what was there originally and what was left by the early searchers. But so what you know is that just based on what they found in the late 1700s and early 1800s, that you know, some incredible feat of labor and engineering took place, and that it would have probably taken, you know, 50 men a year working full time to have done it all, maybe more than 50. I mean, there's different estimates about that.
Wow. Randall, has there been any recent discoveries?
Yeah, there have. I mean, you know, they're spending a lot of money trying to get down there. They built a dam to hold back the Atlantic Ocean so that they could look at some of that ground that's underwater. And, I mean, the two things that struck me the most recently were the human remains they found at 180 feet below ground of different people, so who apparently died digging down there at that depth. Really amazing one was this 13th century cross, which is a very unusual cross in that it's sort of formed out of a human figure, and it's virtually identical to an image that was found on the wall at Dom prison in France, where the Knights Templar were held before their execution in the early 1300s.
Wow.
So, you know,
and so that lends some credence there too, right? Yeah, exactly.
Well, it did. I mean, I was always pretty dismissive of that theory, but the find of the cross really rocked me back on my heels, and I had to say, okay, you know, it could be.
Yeah. Well, and I guess that's been the opportunity, and also maybe added to the mystery and some confusion, is that these discoveries have been perplexing, huh?
Yeah, they have. I mean, there are lots of different people that you know, vie for this or that theory, and they seize upon, you know, the information that supports their theory, and the problem is that there is no conclusive evidence. You know, it could be this, it could be that. You know, maybe there's a little more evidence on this side. There's a few things you can rule out. It's not the crown jewels of France. You can say that for certain. That was the theory that
right.
brought Franklin Delano Roosevelt there. But FDR being maybe the most famous of Oak Island's treasure hunters. But you know, it's still the mystery. It's sort of a Rorschach blot of historical mystery, and that's why it's so compelling to people and continually brings in new searchers who think, no, I've got the right theory, or I have improved equipment that will
exactly
help them.
Well, Randall, we got to go to break. We got more on the curse of Oak Island, the story of the world's longest treasure hunt, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code radio and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word radio.
800-477-1736. 800-477-1736. That's 800-477-1736.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live.
Well, for the sake of our kids and our grandkids and for freedom's sake, ladies and gentlemen, this is what Bill Martinez Live is all about. It's not a political thing, not a Republican or Democratic thing. It's about a we the people, okay? And freedom for we the people, consistent with our U.S. Constitution. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, the legendary buried treasure on Oak Island, Nova Scotia, has confounded researchers for more than 200 years, killed 6 people, contains booby traps that no engineers have been able to figure out or dismantle, even with millions of dollars of today's cutting-edge technology. Going back to the foundation, it started, I guess, back in 1795, when a young man discovered a circular depression in the ground and excitedly began digging for treasure with his friends, but after excavating to 80 feet of water, rushed into the shaft, halting their progress, but unveiling an extremely complicated structure that seemed to hide an invaluable treasure. Well, as you can imagine, their imaginations were enthralled and maybe hooked, because everything from pickaxes to high-tech solutions have been employed, and still the famed money pit remains an enigma. Here to talk about it and his new book, Randall Sullivan, a former Rolling Stone editor. Randall, as we were talking previously, you had mentioned the money pit really captured the imagination also of President FDR. Explain to our audience how he got involved.
He had grown up with family lore that came down through his maternal grandfather, that the crown jewels of France were what were buried on Oak Island. That had always fired his imagination. As a young man working as a law clerk on Wall Street, he had an opportunity to invest in a company that was forming to search for the treasure on Oak Island. He bought some shares, then convinced a few of his friends to go up there with him and actually work, you know, on the excavation for a summer. And it so completely captivated him that he remained involved in, with at least in terms of staying connected.
connected to what was going on in Oak Island, even as President of the United States, even as he was leading the country out of the Great Depression and into World War II, he was corresponding with the people who were running the treasure hunt on Oak Island.
Why do so many people insist that the island is cursed?
Well, there are a number of things. I mean, six people have died during the treasure hunt. Many more have lost their fortunes and their minds. A lot of people have reported strange experiences. You know, some of them were what they describe as supernatural or paranormal experiences. Several who've had those experiences have suffered nervous breakdowns. And I have to say, you know, when I went there in 2003, I was, you know, viscerally affected by just the spooky, eerie atmosphere of the place. There's a feeling of, I don't know, sort of dread or danger that's just in the atmosphere. And, you know, at that time, you know, the only other two people on the island were an elderly couple, and it was, you know, dank and foggy and, you know, spooky, you know, in terms of atmosphere. But even when I went back and in 2016 and there were lots of people on the island and it was sunny and all of that, I still felt that kind of, I don't know, just generally scary, foreboding kind of atmosphere. And many of the other people who were there, you know, told me. I mean, one of the strange things about Oak Island is that a lot of equipment that works all over the rest of the world is brought to Oak Island and fails. I mean, I've seen you know, scientists reduced to tears because some instrument that they've managed to use successfully in you know, all over the planet suddenly, you know, fails on them on Oak Island. And when I was working on the show, the sound guys and you know, various technicians would tell me their equipment went out regularly and they couldn't explain it. And it would be in certain spots they'd walk by. It's like there's some magnetic field there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the stories of people who had, you know, I guess you would call them paranormal experiences or encounters with beings, you know, that not human beings, those had a big impact on me.
Well, I bet. Well, tell us about some of the stories that you picked up anecdotally.
Well, one that really affected me, which came from the son and the grandson of the man this happened to, who was well known. He was a Mi'kmaq Indian who was working on a crew on Oak Island the day before people died in one of the shafts. And he was the only one brave enough to go down there and pull the bodies out, rather, because they were just going to use a hook. Basically, right. A meat hook to pull him out, and he couldn't bear that. So right. You know, a local hero and someone who was considered quite fearless. And then afterward, he was hired to be the night watchman on the island. Well,
oh wow!
According to his wife, he came home in the middle of the night, fairly early on. You know, just completely shaking with fear, and wouldn't even talk about it, but said he was never going back on the island again, and never did. Eventually, he told her that he had been taking a nap on a cot in this little cabin where he was, you know, spending the night, and that some, what he called a human-like creature, but covered with black hair, but at large, he woke up and that creature was holding him down and telling him, "Don't ever come back here again." And he never did. So that story came out and. Because of who he was and because he was such a stoic person that he was that afraid impacted people. And I was talking to the grandson and he said, you know, he'd always thought the story was cool, but, you know, didn't know what to make of it. And he asked his grandmother before she died, like, what do you think? And she said, well, all I can tell you is when he came home that night, he had handprint bruises on both of his forearms. So,
wow.
You know, I don't know what to make of that.
Obviously, something got his attention, no doubt, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. What else? What other things did you hear?
Well, there's a fellow who was very helpful to me back in 2003 and really knows the island well because he's worked on it so long. His name's Dan Hinsky. He's part of the television show now. He had two nervous breakdowns on Oak Island, and the more dramatic one came when he was standing by one of the shafts, one of the two main shafts on the island, and became convinced that the money pit was the entrance to hell, and that all the demons, of hell were going to be pouring out of it at any moment. And it had such an effect on him that he actually swam naked to the mainland and then, was, put in an institution for a while.
Wow, this is incredible. No doubt that, for these kind of effects, something of some supernatural, paranormal realm must have occurred, other things of this nature that, we don't have the capacity to explain, right? I mean, so how do you express this other than you don't want to go back?
Yeah, well, actually, I do want to go back, and I, mm-hmm. I've made 3 trips there, but at the same time, the place scares me. I don't like being out there at night, but I certainly don't like being out there alone at night.
And I was going to say.
Marty Lagina, one of the two brothers who basically runs the island and is the star of the show, very skeptical, very scientific guy who's made a fortune in the oil industry or the energy business. He's kind of scoffing at it all, but he was telling me the first time he was out there alone on the island at night, he suddenly heard this, penetrating, terrifying shriek from somewhere. And it scared him so badly, he ran immediately back to safety and has refused to be out alone after dark on the island ever since.
Hmm. Wow. This is pretty crazy. So what kind of materials have actually been found in the money pit so far?
Well, from the money pit itself, it's really, and what they're bringing up now, can they say for sure it's from the money pit, or is it just the vicinity of the money pit? But, it's been everything from, old parchment with, writing on it in India ink to, links of a chain that was very old to, the bodies they found in the remains, bones of people that they found at 180 feet to the astounding cross that they found last year. Mm-hmm. But they bring up timbers that are very, very old and probably are original work, but part of the carbon dating really only gives you a range. And so they can say, well, whatever this was used for down there, whatever it built, it could have happened 450 years ago or it could have happened 300 years ago. So, we'll give you an even wider range than that. But antiquities experts have identified, any number of objects that date to, the 1600s and or the early 1700s, which is probably when whatever it was happened.
Well, we've got about a minute left here, Randall, as we wrap things up. In your assessment, how is this treasure different than others in history, and why is it so uniquely captivating?
Well, because of the unfathomable work that was done on Oak Island. It's work on a scale that, really defies imagination. And everyone knows to do something so fantastic, you had to have a fantastic motivation. And and so what was it? The question, what was it? And the certainty in everyone's mind that there is something down there that will explain what this is all about, it drives people. Apart from the fantasy of some fabulous treasure, it's an answer to a question that has consumed people for more than 220 years.
Exactly. What is down there and why? Randall Sullivan, editor of Rolling Stone for 20 years, his new book, The Curse of Oak Island, chronicles this enthralling real-life treasure hunt like never before. The book is linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com and available at all the usual places. Thank you, Randall. Appreciate the time.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote.
1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any.